You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 249, Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Listening to current music critics, you'd think that the 80s were a wasteland. It's rather like defining the 70s as the disco era and ignoring artists like Frank Zappa, Bootsy Collins, or Steely Dan. Classifying the 80s as glam and dance music is simply narrow. One band whose influence reached into the future was Oingo Boingo, and this week, on Lyrics Undercover, we'll take a look at one of their high-profile songs, Dead Man's Party. Richard Elfman started the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo in the 1970s. His concept was more about performance art rather than about being a band. The group covered songs, but nothing contemporary. Richard has written, quote, "We faithfully recreated great music that audiences could no longer hear live anymore. Cab Calloway, Duke Ellington, Django Reinhardt, and Josephine Baker." The original music was truly original, instrumental pieces performed in the style of Balinese gamelan and Russian ballet. They performed in garish makeup, which he wrote, quote, "sometimes included graphic female clown nudity and absurdist male boxing violence, which periodically led to minor bloodshed." And the company's name was a play on a fictional secret society from the Amos and Andy television series, The Mystic Knights of the Sea. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go, walking with a dead man on my shoulder. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go, walking with a dead man over my shoulder. Around 1976, Richard's attention focused on writing for film and other theater projects. He turned the band over to his younger brother, Danny, who became director and lead singer. Danny had just come back from a stay in Africa with new percussion expertise. Under his leadership, the Mystic Knights morphed from a group of performance artists to a band. Wait for an invitation to arrive. Danny was in charge when the band's name was shortened to Oingo Boingo. He worked with guitarist Steve Bartek, bassist Kerry Hatch, Johnny Hernandez on drums, and Leon Sluggo Phipps and Dale Turner on horns. Though their sound was often compared to Devo, Oingo Boingo's sound was their own. Their use of exotic percussion, unconventional scales and harmony, and surrealistic imagery was unique. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. Danny was interested in ska. That was one reason the group moved from performance art to a more conventional performance. The other was economics, cutting costs and increasing mobility. It also allowed the band to explore musical directions that didn't require theatrical support. We'll be right back. I hear the chauffeur coming to my door, says there's room for maybe just one more, is a reference to a short story, The Bus Conductor, written by E.F. Benson and published in 1906. It tells the story of a man who has a late-night encounter with the driver of a hearse. There's no visible coffin, but there are passengers with room for just one more. A fatal crash ensues, and Oingo Boingo nicely interprets the outcome. The inspiration is a premonition tale about a person haunted. Rod Serling imagined it well in a 1961 episode of The Twilight Zone. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night. On the album's cover is tied to the Hispanic Day of the Dead ritual, melding traditional images like those of the Grateful Dead. The song was also used in the Rodney Dangerfield film Back to School, and the band can be seen performing in the background at a party. Danny Elfman is the musician who walked away from the group to pursue a bifurcated career. Post-1985, he started working in movies, primarily with Tim Burton. He started with Pee-wee's Big Adventure and moved on to Beetlejuice in 1988 and Batman in 1989. He composed the theme for The Simpsons. "I know there are people who look on me as a freak of nature," he has said, "but I just want to find interesting people to work with. Somewhere where I can let my imagination go, that's all I care about. What I want is to build a body of work, and whether it is on film or on record matters less to me than the chance to do it." Elfman talked about his work with Burton in a 1990 interview. Quote, "You search and search for compatible relationships. It's so rare that when you find it, you want to stick with it." Elfman is stuck with Burton, and the two remain a team. Their most recent collaboration is Alice in Wonderland in 2011. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night. Is best known for their influence on other musicians, their soundtracks, and their high-energy Halloween concerts. They retired after a sold-out Halloween concert in 1995. The breakup took their fans by surprise. Elfman has said, quote, "Quite simply, the time was right. After 17 years together, it finally occurred to me that we had survived about 16 years longer than I had expected. Pretty good by any standards, I think. It's been good, crazy times, and I'm always amazed how loyal our fans have been, but I think it's better to let things go before they turn sour. Also, scientifically speaking, modern research has recently proven that after a band has been together longer than a decade, the risk of the dinosaur factor kicking in increases exponentially each year thereafter. In short, it's been fun. Adios, amigos." That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Wiedemus and Marlissa Das and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.